didn't need to.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Dark Knight. Yeah. It's my time, Major Jam.
Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, actor, author.
You know, I've written a bass jam. I play the piano. I wrote the piano part, the keyboard part. I'm a good keyboard player. I have some critics in my neighborhood or frauds or sharks or evil people. I don't know why. I don't even know them. I don't know why they say I don't know how to play. Just listen to Written by Dove Knight, Bass Jam Part 2. You can listen to I Do Love You Live. On the podcast, Hollywood Dreams. Now, all that has been copyrighted. I wanted my dream to come true. That's just basics. I put the melody on the, I wrote a whole song on the keyboard. Now, it's really the tough thing about the business side of music is so much corruption and jealousy and being an unknown artist. And no, it's really tough, you know, it really is. But, I spent 33 years dealing with it. But, you know, one thing is dealing with people who put me down or who say I don't know how to play, I don't know how to write, you know. First of all, when I'm in my house, I play to practice, you know. When I play on stage, it'd be different. I'm not playing on stage anymore because I've done it too long. And I may change my mind, but I didn't get discovered. I still own all my music, so I want to let everybody know I did not sign anything away. I had these sharks, these evil people make allegations around me, thieves or whatever, saying that they... that I signed my music away. I did not, and said that I don't own my music. That's not true. I don't know how they know if I can play or not unless they can look inside my home from a concealed camera, because that's illegal. I'm not playing for them. I have not played on stage playing the keyboard, so I play the keyboard to make melodies. Part of my keyboard melody is on I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True Part 2. I have nothing to prove. You listen to that. But, you know, they say I can't play keyboard. Several of the songs I made, I did play keyboard. And in the studio, I'm tired of the critics. These are people who are not in the industry or are looking at me to steal my song or try to prevent me from being in the industry, which is exactly the case. I dealt with people who were trying to use my songs, my melodies, to steal. And they even said they used it for samples illegally, and they signed my name to a company illegally. You know, that's fraud. If any of those allegations are true, which I don't believe, but if it's true, they can go to jail for first-degree fraud. But at the same time, with them trying to hinder me or put me down, I did not play for them outside or play for them. They can't hear me inside. But listening to them say I can't play keyboard or I don't work nowhere, all those are excuses because they're a sociopath, a criminal looking to try to take my dreams away or try to steal from me. And that's really sad that it happens to a lot of artists, that they deal with jealous people who don't know how to play or do anything. They don't have no discipline. They're not artists. They don't know how to, they don't know what it's like to struggle. All they know how to do is just sit on their ass or try to steal and take a shortcut. And we know people will go to jail, be in trouble with the law. Please protect your music if you're a songwriter like me, because I did not sign anything away. Continue to play and so on. For me, I can play keyboard. I made a new song. I made 458 songs. A lot of them, hundreds of songs on the keyboard. So I don't need to listen to Evo, you know, listen to Evo, you know, listen to Evo conversations by sociopaths. You know, I dealt with that. They just jealous or they got some mental problem. They sit on their ass. They don't do anything but come over, but and that's all they're going to do with their lives. I told you the other day that when people put down other people, and it's a put down, negative put down, something is wrong with them, not me or you. You know, it's important that if you are an artist and you write your own music, you have talent, you have hits, do not give up on your dream. But I would say since I spent 33 years and never got anything, how much of anything to show for it, I never was discovered. I never received any offers for movies. I never received any money from a sample. I never authorized a sample. I never received no one wanted to use my songs for anything majorly. No artist came to me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm still a struggling artist. I would say this to those who are in it. If you believe in yourself, it will come true. To those who are like me, real young, 19, make sure you have something to fall back on. It's a brutal business. I'm going to tell you the truth, what I really feel about the music industry. It's so unfair because there's people who are lucky and there's a lot of people like me who are unlucky. If I knew this was going to happen 33 years ago, I would likely have not even tried music because it's too much suffering. It's unfairness. There's no certainty. There's no certainty in it as far as making it into show business. But there is, as far as education, yes, you be a teacher in education. There is, in that way, yes. Is very good for education. I say that because when I was in Buffalo, I wanted to take a music class, and they didn't allow me to take it, and I was forced out of college, in my opinion. So that was a wrong thing for them to do, because I would have stayed in Buffalo trying to, continue with my music, and music and education is very good. There are music teachers. People got their PhD in music. In that way, yes, but as far as being a commercial singer, like be a big star, that can happen if you believe in yourself, but it's a business that's so uncertain. There's so much, so many starving days and starving nights, so many tragedies, those who made it or didn't make it, and it's not worth it, especially those who didn't make it. And I suffered too much. And if I knew that I was going to go through this, I would have never done it. But I'm telling you that's what I feel. But I'm not giving up on my dream. But I am altering what I've done the last 33 years. I'm not going to be out there trying to perform. And I'm not going to be out there making another demo. And the concerns that my demo has been used by somebody illegally or trying to impersonate me or trying to harass me for jealousy, or even at my building, that was so unfair and evil. from a sociopath who cannot write their music or looking for me to steal or take me down. That's so evil. But as far as they telling me I can't sing or I can't play, you can listen to the songs that have been released. I played very well. I played hundreds of songs. I was involved in all my songwriting, not just lyrics, music too. I don't need to listen to that trash, you know. I don't, you know, that's trash talk. That's trash. But it happens a lot. It always happens. I suffered tremendously. I had a very bad life. But at the same time, you know, I'm tired of the critics, you know, the fraud, the negativity. So, you know, it was very hard for me to even continue to be on this planet with all this when I was much, much younger. But I'm strong enough to know the truth that when someone criticized me negatively, something's wrong with them. There is difference, you know, it's like when people, you know, constructive criticism is a different story to help people, but still, I don't need that shit after 33 years. I mean, the suffering was tremendous. I paid my dues probably many lives over. Let me tell you that. So, you know, it really isn't fair for me to listen to that. You listen to that Basic Jam Part 2, the whole entire song, and I can play. It's just that, you know, it's just that when people have different opinions, but evil people simply go up to these people that I deal with are simply jealous, looking for to steal or commit some kind of crime or something, trying to take my dream away. They did a lot to take it away. They don't want me to make it. They want to steal from me or hinder my potential. So I will just leave it there. And my dream may not happen because it's 33 years. They would have been the reason for it. An evil person would do that to somebody. But I'm not giving up. I will tell you, they're out there. Don't give up on your dream. If you have a dream, stay away from evil people. You will encounter jealous, evil people who will try to get in your way. If they see you have talent, stay away from them. And if it's 33 or 40 years, always have something to fall back on because it's a very difficult business. The entertainment industry is unfair because some people are lucky enough to get it, and there are a lot of talented people who don't get it. And that's the unfairness of it all. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.